A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when I'm scratching my head, and yes, I've watched what's left of my hair, and pretty sure we're all scratching our heads as the mainstream media informs us that appalling Hoon Son's performance at the mainstream press club was a monumental success, leading us to ponder which bit of white lumpen supremacy, denouncing Islam, denouncing non-whites generally, denouncing people speaking their first language other than English, removing all support for terra nullius non-land non-people, attacking transgender true blue Aussies, questioning abortion laws and getting rid of parental leave, just to highlight her feminist solidarity, abolish unfair dismissal laws which shackle poor caring employers with lazy, lazy workers, lazy, lazy, avaricious workers, abolishing SBS and its related non-land, non-people NITV outlet, privatising and commercialising, eviscerating the ABC. Which bit of all that and related policies is success? And which bit of pointing out hypocrisy over opposing wage increases for workers while copping a 100 grand windfall is apparently a criminal offence, an unwarranted attack on that appalling? Thank goodness we've got the mainstream media to explain all that to us, exposing the dangerous, leftist, anti-true blue Aussie values bias listeners to this station are forced to suffer. Thankfully not for long after that appalling gets her way, because there's no doubt she would be forced to rescind this station's licence. A misplaced licence to attack those cherished true blue Aussie values outlined at the mainstream press club. And what national excitement! Why? She could build a cage in the lodge gardens and we could watch all these brain-dead muscles, UFC, interesting what that could stand for, muscles belt the proverbial out of each other. After all, cockfighting and dogfighting, for instance, are banned, although maybe that appalling could bring them back as well. That would stick it up the goody-goodies who banned such fun. Meanwhile, in the White House cage, her hero, U.S. of the U.N. of the U.S. of the world, Big Supremo Donald Trump or the Paw, Killer Trump or the Paw, was set for bloody battle with the mysterious Phantom Ayatollah. Kicked off by Killer announcing he had won and the fight would be over in a matter of seconds, and given no one had the courage to upset him by reminding him the fight hadn't actually started, he ran around the cage, arms raised in victory, only to be tripped by the Phantom Ayatollah, crashing face first, which Killer said proved he had won. And just when it looked like the fight might not proceed, a sensation in the Phantom Ayatollah's corner as Killer trampled the Paw's handler, not another Yahoo, leapt on the Phantom's handlers and slaughtered them all, explaining he didn't feel safe, indeed felt terrorized, as long as they weren't slaughtered. Benjamin said anyone who opposed his surprise attack and slaughter was clearly anti-Semitic and supported terrorists. This was the most moral slaughter in the world. While back at the lodge, a huge orange bulldozer roared threateningly toward Big Supremo Anthony Albanese, our very own filthiest rich of the filthy rich, Gina, waving madly and brandishing a chainsaw, just in case the bulldozer didn't do the trick. The bulldozer towing a Gina plane piloted a little awkwardly by that appalling herself. The chainsaw borrowed from Gina's hero, Elon Must Have More. The least he could do after Gina invested $1.4 billion real figure in Elon's crusade to head into space and stuff up another planet just like they've stuffed up Mother Earth. I favour investing in industries led by sensible, hard-working, patriotic and exceptional people. Elon excels in every regard, she eulogised. Her Perth office inspired by Elon quotes on the need to get rid of government and hand the world over to the private sector, especially the Gina and Elon bits of the private sector. Although, beyond the hagiography, there may just be a little bit of self-interest, hard as it is to believe, of Gina. We also see the possibility of mutual beneficial arrangements, she noted, between our critical minerals investments as demand grows for the materials and infrastructure needed to support advanced technology, a technology making Elon the world's first trillionaire and Gina filthier, richer and filthier, richer. But just one small problem. The whole fragile enterprise is based on technology, the Financial Times. How cruel to spoil the party. Financial Times reported doesn't actually work. Surely a minor problem, but one problem the trillionaire sorted out very quickly, a deal with his investment bankers in which he pays a fee of, this is true, nothing, zilch. That's why he's a trillionaire. Gina must admire him even more for that. And we must admire Gina for her understanding, accepting that someone has to pay for all that corporate generosity, corporate largesse. Someone, well, 500 or so someones, as Gina has sacked or, sorry, sadly had to let go, 500 workers in the Pilbara, reducing our mining activity while maintaining our production rate, she explained. And Big Batch to Corb Lund, a big-time country music star in Canada, part of a huge campaign to prevent poor Gina developing a little coal mine in the Rockies just because of a bit of concern about water quality and wildlife. Corb saying he'd never spoken out in 30 years in the public eye, but this is so egregious, the risks are so high, and the rewards are so low, the only people benefiting from it are the foreign coal companies. Foreign. That's our Gina. Imagine how she must feel as her altruism comes under attack. But meanwhile, as her bulldozer charges across the lodge lawn, past the appalling UFC cage, her target displayed his usual courage under fire and buckled at the knees yet again. I think there's a mixed metaphor in there somewhere. Who would have thought? So you've listened to the complaints and decided not to disassemble the NDIS. No, but we have listened to the caring business class complaints about forcing them to waste money on their tax lawyers. And as big economic guru Jim Chalmers and I point out, the budget is the basis for consultation with the disability community. No, why do you keep talking about something that is not negotiable? After all, the budget is final. Now, some things are certain, like Anthony and the team going to water when the caring business class charges at them behind Gina's bulldozer, and the insurance industry, which held a conference this week, an insurance summit it called it, and the big announcement, premiums will have to rise far in excess of inflation for years to come. Now, why did they need an expensive conference in a posh hotel to come up with the obvious? And grilled the workers. Years of allegations of ripping workers off and audits finding serious food safety concerns, but obviously all wrong. Because Supremo Simon Crew Work Hunter told us the 4,000 lazy Aborigines workers are his top priority. Forget about profit, it's the worker stupid. Number one priority, respected, other we assume, than for conditions, proper work breaks and the little matter of paying them. And now, how grossly unfair, the Competition and Consumer Commission is suing poor grilled the workers over a promotion it ran that $1 for every burger sold on Tuesdays would be donated to an environmental cause. Turned out there were all sorts of terms and conditions. Whenever we see an offer too good to refuse and terms and conditions apply, we can bet they do. Anyway, of the thousands raised, only a pittance was donated thanks to the terms and conditions. And poor Grilda is being accused of greenwashing. It's just one thing after another, isn't it, for poor Simon? And back in Gina country, we can be so proud of the big troubler was he, BHP, bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, faced with the threat of industrial action by its ingrate wage slaves, a workforce, attempting quite sensibly to recruit a rebel workforce to ensure life goes on. Rebel it's described as, and we must agree, because thanks to our sensible industrial relations laws, we know mouthing the word scab is now a criminal offence. And if the industrial action proceeds and the rebel workforce moves in, let's hope the lazy avaricious work strikers don't attempt to picket the worksite, because that too is a criminal offence. Finally, back where we started, killer trample the poor and the Phantom Ayatollah in the UFC cage. The Optimism of the Week award must go to the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin Tuesday headline, World Celebrates End of Iran War. With Benjamin in Donald's corner, wait and see, we say. Good morning.